This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 35 years. Straight up today, we're here with some Ali, of course. I'll bring you some vintage Cassius Clay, baby. That's right. The man born Cassius Clay back in 1942 left us a couple of years ago, but his voice still looms strong in the world, folks. In fact, more than just an athlete, Ali was the greatest orator, I thought, of the 20th century. We'll hear from Ali in his peak during the show. We'll also hear from the godfather Larry Merchant. Of course, the HBO boxing series going bye-bye after 45 years. We'll see what the godfather has to say about the parting shot last night. Of course, not a big card to go off with. I mean, you know, no big names per se, but HBO just sort of rode off into the sunset. So we got to wave goodbye because there's new platforms now for boxing like DAZN and ESPN Plus, although ESPN Plus just signed a fight with Terrence Crawford and Luis Collazo. They should have signed like Terrence Crawford and Scott Cuddy or Scott Cuddy, maybe me. I mean, come on, man. Luis Collazo, he peaked out maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. Why would you want to fight a guy 7 years past his peak, Terrence? Come on, he's not even a name. Straight up, Bob Arum's involved, top-ranked boxing. Give Arum his props, he's a Hall of Famer, but this is too soft of a touch to pay $9 a month for. Sorry, ESPN Plus, but I'm upset at you. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text the studio right now. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on 2 AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. Let's go straight to Las Vegas. That's right, Sin City, Las Vegas, and bring in John Signorelli. What's up, Johnny? How was the weekend in boxing? Tell me.
It was okay. Dimitri Bivol last night won a kind of boring unanimous decision against Jean Pascal. Bivol improves to 15-0, 11 KOs. Pascal falls to 33-6-1, 20 KOs. We all know Jean Pascal's most famous for his losses against B-Hop, Frotch, Kovalev, Alvarez. Now throw Bivol in the mix. We want to see Bivol take on Alito Alvarez in his next match, hopefully coming up in the next year, Pete. Also, on the zone for Monte Carlo, Denis Lebedev took a unanimous decision win against Mike Wilson, who fell to 9-1, 8 KOs, and Lebedev improved to 32-2 with 23 KOs. The guy who caught my attention most, Pete, Sergey Kuzmin, improved to 14-0, 11 KOs, a heavyweight, taking out Laron Mitchell, who fell to 16-2 with 14 KOs via TKO in the sixth round. That was on the undercard of HBO last night.
Let me say one thing, and I'm going to be generous here, okay? Laron Mitchell's from San Francisco. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Okay, so let's. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Okay, he's like 38 years old. And they propped him up real well. I'm glad he made a couple of bucks. And of course, Mike Wilson losing the 12 round nod to Denis Lebedev. Of course, he made $100,000. And hope Mike can go back to Medford, Oregon, and buy himself a nice house. The bottom line is he put up a decent effort. Johnny, what's happening later in the hour? In hour number two, talk to me.
We're going to preview Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, baby, commencing next Saturday, December 1st, from Los Angeles.
On pay-per-view, of course, from the Staples Center. Now we go from Las Vegas to Santa Monica, California. I think it's Santa Monica. Godfather Larry Merchant, you're still in Santa Monica, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I just woke up a couple hours ago. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you didn't go to sleep. You weren't drinking before you went to sleep, did you?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. I like that. Not a lot. Honesty prevails here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Godfather, the HBO rode off into the sunset last night. It must have been just a little bit emotional for you, because it was for me.
Actually, they have another show next week, I believe.
Dude, I thought that was it.
Well, I think that was it for HBO fights. And next week is their secondary fights.
Boxing After Dark?
Boxing After Dark, farewell.
Okay.
Chuck Alito is fighting, and there's a woman's fight. So I guess they're having a series of farewell performances.
Okay. Speaking of women's fighting, Clarissa Shields going to fight again and within 3 weeks' notice. If she ever fights again, it'll be too soon for me. Enough of that. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, is the City of Angels starting to light up for the fight?
I'm going to the fight. It's here at the Staples Center on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest heavyweight fight in the U.S. for some time. And it's consequential. We don't know if the inaptly named Fury still has what it takes to be in a fight against a big puncher. He's a kind of freak of nature in boxing, 6'9", and he can move around very well and frustrate his opponents. And Wilder is a good two-handed puncher, not as slick a boxer, but over the last couple of years, I think he's come to understand what he can do. And it's been a long journey since he's been in the Olympics. And this is his opportunity. And the winner, of course, we're all hoping winds up fighting the heavyweight champion, Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist from the UK, holds a few belts, more than a few belts. And, of course, Deontay Wilder, the WBC title, is 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from the boxing hotbed that is the boxing mecca of Mobile, Alabama. I'm just kidding. Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wilder and Fury, of course, less than a week away, 6 days away. And I'm getting a lot of texts, a lot of emails on this. It seems like Tyson Fury's not getting a whole lot of respect from the American fight fan. Is that typical because he's fighting an American, Larry?
Yeah, he's not. You're calling. I'm sorry.
I said Fury's not getting much respect here from the American fight fan.
It's understandable. He's never fought here. He had the one big fight in which he frustrated and outpointed Vladimir Klitschko for the heavyweight championship, mm-hmm. and then couldn't stand. Prosperity and disappeared from the scene into addiction and alcoholism and so forth, which I have always found a fascinating story because of his background as an Irish traveler or gypsy. But here he is almost 3 years later. He's had a couple of fights, and we'll see how much of his best self is still out there and whether even his best self could stand up to Wilder.
Godfather, are the apps and the fact that boxing is going to looks like it's making a big comeback? Do you think it's going to induce young men here in the United States to want to box again?
I don't know. I mean, from what I see, there are quite a number of Americans fighting as welterweights, junior middleweights. Why do we have our best fighters there? Because most of those guys, almost all of them, are undersized for football, basketball, and so on. So there's always going to be that subset of athletes who are willing to take the chances, suffer the consequences, and try to become great men. I think it'll always exist in some form or another. And the fact that we have guys like Spence and Crawford and others, certainly Mikey Garcia in those smaller divisions, is encouraging if we can ever get more of them to fight each other. The biggest deal, I think, in boxing with all these new platforms coming around and giving large fees or multi-fight contracts to top fighters is Spence against Garcia next March.
Yeah.
But and hopefully that signals some new awakening of big events.
Okay, Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Creed 2 is out. Have you seen it? Have you seen the latest Rocky movie, Larry?
No, I haven't. I from afar, I have to salute
Stallone?
Them for pulling off another one. It's gotten good reviews.
$55 million for the weekend.
Listen, the character of Rocky carries on in whatever form, and Sylvester Stallone has proved to be a master storyteller and to keep the game going. And he has now one of the best-known actors in the U.S. playing the starring role, so Michael Jordan. And so if they did $55 million and it becomes a universal hit, we ain't seen the last of it.
Okay, good enough. You know, each week I ask you, have we seen craziness coming out of the White House? I mean, this week he attacked the FBI and judges and this kind of stuff.
There was a big deal this week.
Yeah.
When John Roberts, the head guy of the
Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court just tore him a new one about the separation, basically about the separation of powers. And I am, as we came through Thanksgiving, I expressed my gratitude that the institutions of democracy, a free press, the election and its results, and John Roberts and what he did have provided us with some ballast, some opposition to a larger-than-life character who thinks he's larger than all American history and how this society really functions.
Godfather, you must be talking about Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, I love that.
Godfather, you have a good day. Kiss the Godmama for me. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Pedro. Cheers.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, Hall of Famer extraordinaire on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Deep, heavy, down in misery.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We don't back down from nobody.
Hold on.
We can take it in the street if you want to.
Sherry,
Becky Valley, baby, 85 years young. Still hitting the high notes, the boy from Jersey. The Jersey boys. Frankie Valli, God, he was great. I saw him a few months ago. Still rocking and rolling. 85, almost 86 years old. Nobody does it quite like the godfather of rock and roll, Mr. Frankie Valli. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I got some sad things to talk about in hour number two. The apparent passing of an amateur, a professional locally, of course, Al Aguayo. We've got the word, but we haven't got the death certificate, I guess. So somebody told us, and we heard he was in not the greatest of health. But the bottom line is he was undefeated, and all the time I watched him in the Golden Gloves. He won 4 straight Golden Glove titles, and he was a monster. And they wanted me to fight him, like move up and fight him, like from novice to the – I said to myself, yikes, man, yikes. I got to fight this guy in a couple of years. Well, thank God he turned professional. And then he went undefeated as a pro. But as an amateur, he beat guys like Andy Nance, Eric Martin, Marvin Huerta a couple of times. I mean, he beat everybody. He never, ever lost a fight and went undefeated as a pro. Anyway, I saw him a few years ago, and I had seen possibly the residual effects of professional of boxing, of hand-to-hand combat, had taken some of an effect on him, taken its toll. And although he's still the funnest guy to be around, I mean, he was just a gas to be around. I was absolutely scared to death of him. Scared to death of him and, of course, Zach Padilla, who went on to win the IBF Junior Welterweight Championship of the World. The two guys I ran from, and I'm not stupid, folks. I'm smart. Anyway, props to both guys, both champions in my heart, but I really have an aching heart for the Aguayo family. Straight up, let's change gears. Let's go to New York City. Big Apple, baby. I'm bringing the Big Apple's very own Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in the entire world of sports. What's happening, bro?
How are you, Pedro? I'm doing well.
I'm doing okay. Now, listen, you got married on me, and I didn't know. I mean, how'd you sneak that marriage by me?
Well, I put it on Facebook, so I figured, you know, half the world would know. But, the time had come. You know, I hung up my bachelor's card and passed it on to the next generation.
Oh man, that bachelor's card was in mothballs. It was in mothballs. What are you talking? I mean, it wasn't like it was a player's card. You had to put away. That was just renewed. I mean, that thing was in mothballs, man. Let that go. Anyway. Let's talk about
giving my gimmick.
Okay, we've got a big fight coming up next week. Of course, the Fury and Wilder fight is going to be on the opposite coast from you, and they're taking this to L.A. And Larry Merchant just said it's the biggest U.S. Heavyweight fight in a long time. What was the last biggest heavyweight fight that you can think of? Can you think of the last one that was really somewhat telling?
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I can't.
I mean, at the Garden, let me see.
Do we have to go back to Lennox Lotto Lewis, Bo?
Well, Lennox and Holyfield was pretty big. at the Garden.
Yeah.
When a lot of people thought Lennox got jobbed. Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, the Bo Holyfield trilogies were pretty big. Been a while. I know they had brought Vladimir Klitschko to the Garden a couple of times against subpar opponents. Sultan Ibragimov, which is probably still to this day the worst fight I ever covered in person. Oh.
Well,
no one's heard of him since.
I know, but listen, we've talked about this in the past. We cover 100 fights. If we covered 100 basketball games, if we're basketball reporters and we covered 100 basketball games, there would be a higher percentage of quality matchups in those 100 games of basketball, percentage-wise, than would be if we covered 100 fights. Don't you agree?
Probably so. Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment. I mean, the only thing is, though, the boxing matches mean more.
True, but Socrates,
basketball season,
but bro,
games.
For every Oscar De La Hoya to be 25-0, there have to be 25 guys to lose to them. I mean, that's what people don't realize. That this sport is really built on people losing, not winning. I mean, it's built on people winning, but it's built just as much on people losing.
You know, that's very good. I've never really thought about it that way, but yes, it's like we're feeding the furnace. You know, and the wood is, you know, the schmoes and the tomato cans that get these guys these amazing records to sell to TV networks. So, yeah, it is built on stepping stones.
You absolutely. Know, I laugh because, you know, there was a guy that, hey, I'll mention him. Anyway, Jerry Lewis was a famous comedian, but he was also a boxer from San Jose. And the guy was a sparring partner of note. He had a horrible record, but everybody beat him like a million times. In fact, Julio Cesar Chavez beat him one time, and that was after I had sparred with the guy. So I said to myself, damn, I softened him up. No, I didn't. Anyway, the bottom line is Jerry Lewis was one of these opponents, man, but he went around the world. He made a few bucks. I mean, he couldn't fight much. And then you've got Alex Stewart, who was a heavyweight that went to like 22-23-0 with 23 knockouts under the tutelage of the Wacko Twins from your city, Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones of Jerry Cooney fame. And then he went on to make like $4 or $5 million. Never won a title, but made a lot of money losing.
Yeah, I remember Alex too. I think he was one of the guys that George Foreman fought on the comeback trail, well, I remember.
He beat George Foreman, and they gave George a fight. He beat George so bad in Las Vegas, he should have been arrested for domestic violence that night. That was the night that Roy Jones took out Murky Sosa, I think, or somebody with a body shot. Beautiful night for Roy Jones. But George got lit up. That was the night Hulk Hogan showed up at the press conference. And, of course, I was the only guy in the house that had the balls to walk up to Hulk Hogan and say to him, hey, man, there's testimony that you were taking steroids. It just got released yesterday. You want to comment on that? And then the publicist all gangbanged me like I had done something I wasn't supposed to do by asking Terry Bollea. That's what I asked him. I go, Mr. Bollea, because he didn't. You know, I didn't refer to him as Hulk Hogan. I referred to him as Terry Bollea. That's what he was. You know. Anyway, bottom line is, how did I get off on that tangent? Let's go back to the heavyweights as far as HBO is concerned. HBO had the Bo Galata series, the Bo Holyfield series. They had Mike Tyson. HBO's gone after 45 years now, man. I mean, that's a significant. That's just, I didn't know. I didn't think I'd ever be saying that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's somewhat sad. I mean, I'll be 41, God willing, next week, and you know, HBO and boxing are just synonymous. I mean, going back to as long as I can remember, you know, Boom Boom Mancini, Alexis Arguello, you name it, Chavez, Tyson era. It's sad. It's also, though, I mean, you kind of saw the writing on the wall. The caliber of fights that they were putting on resembled ESPN2, you know,
ooh,
Friday night fights,
ooh,
caliber. I mean, and not to sound chauvinistic in this Me Too era, but who really wants to see Cecilia Breakers fight? Or
Clarissa Shields.
Oh, well, Clarissa Shields is Showtime's problem. And no matter how many times you stuff her down her throat, stuff her down our throats, she's a boring watch.
She's Socrates.
She has no power. She got put on her butt by a girl by a lady that was about 15 pounds lighter than her, coming up in weight. No, I mean, no one wants to see women's boxing.
Well,
and the ratings show that.
Yeah, and I got to say this, okay, when they announced on some website that she'd be coming back after 3 weeks' notice, I said, why? Why? You know what I'm saying? You don't need to torment me anymore. If you see her once, you've seen her enough.
terrible. And aside from that, she's not, at least, I don't know who her publicist is, but I believe it's really her personality, because when people tell you for such a long time that you're great, you kind of create this own world around you. She's not the most gracious. You know, she talks like she's Layla Ali. And at least Layla was pretty to look at. That's number one. Number two, you know, at least she had a name. Clarissa Shields could walk up and down Fifth Avenue, okay? And I guarantee you, no one will bother her.
No, she could walk up and down Fifth Avenue nude. Nude.
Yes. She could walk into Saks Fifth Avenue. They won't have to shut down the stores, I promise you. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. And I've covered women's boxing. I like women's boxing to an extent, but you got to put it in perspective of what it is. I mean, this should not be co-featuring HBO.
You know, I televised the only all-women's pay-per-view card from Lula, Mississippi, back about 15 years ago, so I know all about women's boxing. Socrates will stick with us for another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, of course, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, this is the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, both 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Saturday show is an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Sunday show is 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Here is the mighty Tower of Power talking about you're still a young man. Yesterday was my birthday, so I guess I still am. Bottom line is, you tune to Ring Talk, and this is the mighty Tower of Power with the late Rick Stevens on lead.
Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-4255. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
These are the Mighty Dramatics, baby. What you see is what you get. The late, the great L.J. Reynolds, of course. Ron Banks passed away, the lead singer of the group, a few years ago. Take it back in 2010. Ron and I go back a long, long ways. In fact, Ron told me he was going to sing at my wedding. Well, I didn't get married, and Ron passed away, so that opportunity went by the wayside. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, airing from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. We go from the City by the Bay to the Big Apple. Of course, bring back Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in all of boxing, no doubt about that. Chocolito's going to do his thing next week. Is he getting a free pass on HBO, Socrates?
I guess. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who he's fighting.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Research. Yeah, I mean, it's sad the way HBO is going out. You know, it's not a stellar card. It's, you know, I thought that they were going to kind of make more of yesterday, being like the last of the, you know, you had a world-class fighter in B-ball, but they didn't. It was just like a regular night, and I guess they're going to, I'm assuming they're going to put together some sort of montage package on HBO's impact in the game.
I mean, I think about HBO, and I think about some of the Mike Tyson fights were on HBO, and of course Chavez Senior spent some time with HBO, as well as Showtime. Spent a lot of his time with Showtime, but you know, how can I put this? HBO, they haven't been championship level for a while, but still it was something special. It used to be something special to watch a fight, and back when you were a kid, on home box office. It wasn't yet HBO, it was home box office. And of course, things were a little bit different back then, of course. And then there weren't all these different platforms. That's what I think sort of moved HBO away from boxing to an extent, besides the fact they didn't want to have any blood and guts, live blood and guts on their screens. I think that the other platforms, in fact, you know, DAZN and ESPN Plus, et cetera, can bid lots of money, can outbid HBO on various fighters. So they sort of lost.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I mean, no one has deeper pockets than ESPN and Disney. So, I mean, they could have probably blown HBO out of the water years ago, but they haven't. You know, this is the first time that they actually do it. They stake claim. They've cut the big deal with Top Rank, like everyone knows. And I guess it's just, you know, sign of the times. Let's see if DAZN is going to be around for the long haul also.
They're going to be around for the long haul. Believe me, baby. They're tapping into boxing fans in every country in the world. If you had 10 boxing fans in one country, one little tiny, I mean, you start adding up the numbers, I think it's going to add up. I think they're going to make some money. Let's go to the Maurice Hooker, TKO Saucedo last week to retain the WBA 140-pound crown. Now, he's got a long, elongated body to him. Can he take it all? Is he? You know, I mean, I saw him get off the deck, but is he a good receiver?
Only time will tell. That he did show guts coming back, beating a guy on his home turf. That was pretty impressive. You know, he definitely showed the testicular fortitude, to quote Mick Foley. I think that his body type reminds me almost of another Maurice, Maurice Blocker. The former
welterweight title holder.
Welterweight, yeah. So he's got the body frame. It seems that he makes the weight comfortably. So only time will tell. It's a good division. No superstars really, but a good division for him to be able to make his name if he's the real deal. Is he a top-ranked fighter?
Yeah, I think he is. Anyway, I mentioned earlier Chavez Jr. He said he was in rehab for 2 months. Here was a guy that got laid. Listen to this. A friend of mine is a referee, and he went in to give Chavez Jr. some instructions at the L.A. Forum, and Chavez Jr. was banging some broad in the shower.
No way.
Honest to God.
What is this?
That was like a few years ago, but he was banging some broad in the shower. This is the same guy when I interviewed him the first time in San Jose, California. It must have been like 2001, somewhere around. He didn't even shave. I said, "Do you shave?" He said, "No."
I said, okay. He didn't even shave yet. But, yeah, so he said he was depressed after the Canelo loss and that he was in rehab for a couple months. But here was the key thing that he said, quote, I was in my father's rehab. What does that mean? His father doesn't own a rehab. His father doesn't operate a rehab center. That means his father was in the same rehab before him, correct?
I guess, yeah. That's
come on. How else can it be, Socrates?
Yeah.
You know, you have to listen. Some people, I've learned this studying the Kennedy assassination, you have to read the same document over and over and over again, and then you'll find something in a small document. Like we were looking at John Armstrong found some document that from November 20 from the Warren Commission, and the lady said that the police were right there after the policeman was shot in the street, and they didn't pick up on it. She goes, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, the police were right there, but you didn't check up. Nobody picked up on that until like 50 years later that the police were already there when the policeman was shot allegedly by Oswald in the street down there in Dallas. But of course, that was 55 years this past November 22nd. Don't let me get off on that. I got to ask you, Pacquiao and Broner. I am pumped about this. It's going to be on pay-per-view, but I'm pumped about it because I think if Adrian Broner really, 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 really put his mind to it, this could be a wonderful confrontation. Two guys, not at their best, but they've regressed to the point where they'll be equals.
I agree. That is the fairest assessment. I think everyone is hoping that Broner can dig down and bring out the potential that a lot of people thought he had at one point. If you look at his resume, you know, he's a three-time world champion. But, you know, if I asked you with a gun to your head, can you name the three guys, you know, you'd have a hard time. So it's a fight that, aside from him being a character, and which we need in boxing, we need guys like him and Mayorga to be to wear the black hat, so to speak. You know, it's not too unfamiliar. Unlike wrestling, you need your heel. And Broner has been a great heel. Has been a great heel. A guy that we pay to see get beat.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up wrestling. There's a new wrestling entity out called Major League Wrestling. Have you seen this at all on YouTube?
Is that Jeff Jarrett running?
No, we're done with Jeff Jarrett, man. I'm done with Jeff Jarrett. You know I'm a wrestling fan. I'm not a sports entertainment guy. I like wrestling. But Major League Wrestling is put on by a guy named Cord Ballard. He has all the Impact stars and all the Lucha Libre stars, and he's got some good dialogue going on, some good storylines. So all I can do is recommend the Major League Wrestling on YouTube.com. It airs every Saturday live, but you got to check this one out if you haven't got it on your cable system. Seriously, back to the sport at hand, boxing. Of course, Socrates Palmer comes to us from New York City. New York City is going to host Canelo Alvarez, the biggest star in boxing, of course, the biggest star in all of sports. Is it safe to say he's the biggest star in all of sports with that contract?
He's the highest paid. So far. Is that all guaranteed?
They're trying to say it is, and you know what? If every dollar is guaranteed him, I'm thinking Oscar makes a buck.
Yeah, that is correct.
I mean, that's just the way I'm thinking about it. So maybe he's only getting half of that, and Oscar's getting half, or whatever's going on here. But people don't realize that for every dollar a fighter makes, I'm always of the opinion the promoter makes that maybe $1.10 or $1.25.
he is well within his right. I mean, you know, he helped make him into the star that he is. Did he still owe these people, his old promoters?
Yeah, I believe he does.
So everyone's getting their pockets fat.
Yeah, everybody. Former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko has asked authorities to replace the troubled AIBA with the WBA to ensure the future of Olympic boxing. Isn't that sort of like putting El Chapo in charge of like the EPA or the Drug Administration or something like that? That sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? Putting the WBA in charge of amateur boxing.
Yeah, so then we're going to have the super gold medalist winner. Is that what they're going to do? They're good for that, right? They'll have the regular gold medalist, and they'll have the super gold medalist, right?
I'll never forget, I was in Panama, it had to be like 20 years ago, and I'm doing a live broadcast at some casino, some place down there, anyway, in Panama City, and I'm not going to say it. The Panamanians will get upset. No, I'll just let it go at that. Let it go. No need to throw dirt on the Panamanians. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live War. You know, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and Duran was looking great. A guy that with over 100 fights, you wouldn't know it from his face. You wouldn't know it from his cognitive skills are still there. I mean, the guy was just, he was on his job. He went up there and played the timbales. He led the concert. He had a concert. I mean, Duran was just, he was just loving being Duran that night, Socrates, loving it.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. It's very few times you get to hear fighters that are kind of still able to enjoy, their own legacy. You know, and if Duran is coherent, that's a good thing. You know, one of the greats of all time. My favorite fighter of all time.
Mike Tyson thinks he's the greatest fighter of all time. I think he's the greatest fighter of all time. I think his accomplishments are unmatched. I mean, nobody went from 135 pounds to challenging the world middleweight champion over 15 rounds and losing by 2 points, 1 point, and 1 point. I mean, come on, man. If Duran had won that 15th round, it would have been a draw. If he won the 14th and 15th round, he'd have won the fight. But, of course, he was an outsized guy, so he got tired down the stretch.
100%, and let's face it, he was 36 when he fought Iran Barkley.
Yeah, so he lit Iran up with that four-punch combination, huh?
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Fighters now get old at 30, 31, you know, we think they're shot.
Okay.
And to come back from that devastating loss like he did against Hearns and do what he did to Davey Moore, just a legend. They don't make him like that anymore.
You know what blows me away is that after he got knocked out by Hearns, I was like almost in tears. I was depressed. And Sugar Ray Robinson, yes, that Sugar Ray Robinson, was staying in the hotel room across from me at the Aladdin Hotel. And I went in there and, like, I was all busted up emotionally, you know, Duran getting knocked out like that, like right in front of me. I was sitting there in the first row. Man, that was heavy. You could hear Duran trying to get up from that last knockdown. Socrates is going, like he was pushing a hard bowel movement. I mean, that's how he was straining to get up, even though he was knocked out. Anyway, Ray Robinson tells me afterwards that he considered Duran a greater fighter than Hearns. Like, he just got knocked out by him. And then he started telling me about legacies and guys moving up in weight from 122 pounds to 154 pounds, and maybe Duran wasn't together, and matchups make fights, and that Duran didn't match up well physically against Hearns. I mean, he didn't. 6'2" against 5'7.5".
Yeah. And he took it to Hearns, too, in that first round. Mm-hmm. I think he didn't fight scared. He didn't fight scared, which is probably what led to him getting starched. You know, but that's just the way Duran fought.
One of the greatest punches of all time, that feint to the body and then that right hand to the chin, man. That was, I mean, Roberto will tell you, that was like the punch of all punches. He'd never been hit that hard.
No. Okay. And even when he went up against Hagler, he really didn't get hurt at all.
No. Hagler was the one that was busted up after that. And if Hagler is one of the greatest middleweights of all time, what does it say about Duran? Now, I want to ask you about Big Baby Miller. He comes from your neck of the woods, man. This guy looks like fat as a pig.
He says he's round is a shape, Paige. Remember that. Round is a shape.
Round is a shape? Is that the one? Am I going to have to go to the bank on that one now? Round is a shape?
Round is a shape. Big Baby. You know what? I was not on the Big Baby fan club. He did look good his last time out. There's another one, Big Mouth. Only time will tell. I mean, he really hasn't fought anybody. But he did look impressive his last time out. He's just a big dude, but he's not that tall. You know, I mean, Anthony Joshua is about 4 inches taller than him, and he doesn't have to carry around, you know, those 300 pounds.
So. Yeah, but here's what's up. But see, what you fail to realize is that Miller is taller than Anthony Joshua laying down. Anyway, I got to run. Say hello to your lovely wife and say hello to your daughter, and you have a great week, man.
Thank you, sir. Happy belated birthday. You're still the best in the biz.
The fantastic Socrates Palmer, only on Sports Byline. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sweet guitar, the great Jeff Camilleri, baby. Pittsburgh, California, Pleasant Hill, California. Of course, playing occasionally with the Average White Band, but he was with Tower of Power back then. Bottom line is, not too many guitar players, and Starship as well. Not too many guitar players better than the great Jeff Camilleri. We wish him the best. Of course, had some health issues a year ago, and is looking great. It's the last time I saw him, of course, with Brent Carter down there in San Mateo, California. Of course, Average White Band in town. Was that September? July? Something like that. Bottom line is, time flies when you're having a good time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, I'll bring you probably about a five-minute clip of Muhammad Ali. Of course, back when he was like the greatest orator in all of the world. I kid you not, when Ali spoke, the world stopped. And if you think I'm kidding, you'll listen to this speech, but a conversation he had with McLean Stevenson. Who's McLean Stevenson? He was the guy that played the Colonel on MASH. Remember the original MASH TV series? Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm not going to talk MASH. We're going to talk about boxing with Muhammad Ali in a different interview than you probably heard before. Of course, Ali Unplugged in any form is fantastic. Of course, you can sort of tell the different parts of his life from the manner in which he speaks. Of course, later on in life, as his speech slowed from Parkinson's and the residual effects of professional boxing, it came to almost a screeching halt. But, you know, there was a man that could say just a few words and get a whole lot done. I could tell you, I was on the road with him and he didn't speak a whole lot, but just a couple of words, and it's like speaking volumes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sport. Ring Talk Live Worldwide has another hour forthcoming on the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. And of course, I'll bring you Ali. We'll also go to Las Vegas and bring Johnny Sig. Johnny Sig will be talking about the upcoming week for the big heavyweight fight next week. And of course, the UFC was rocking and rolling last night as well, from Beijing, China. So I got lots of stuff to talk about in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.